organizer for the International Coca-Cola Northwest 200. And from Castle Rock in the north of Ireland.
So what does being an organizer involve?
Well, everything, you know. We sort of work nearly all year round for to get the race off the ground, to get everything together. And yeah, it's quite a bit of work, but it's quite enjoyable.
Have you been to the TT before?
Yes, many times. First time was way back in 1968. I haven't been coming every year, but I come back and forward. And now that we've taken over the organising of the Ulster Grand Prix, we come over for the TT to get entries for the Grand Prix.
Do you ride yourself?
I used to motocross, a wee bit of road, but don't do any road racing though.
Have you noticed any differences, any changes in the TT during the time that you've been coming?
Yeah, obviously back then it used to be a Grand Prix where we had all the top riders, but nowadays perhaps the stars aren't here, but the racing is still everybody's exciting, and the crowds seem to be as enthusiastic as ever, and that's what it's all about, enjoying themselves.
What about the festival side of it? Have you noticed a growth in the festival as opposed to just the races side?
Yes, there have been big improvement on that end of it. Obviously there's a lot of emphasis put on entertaining the visitors, and that seems to work very well.
When did you arrive?
We arrived on Thursday.
What kinds of things have you been doing since you've arrived?
Sorry, what was that?
What kinds of things have you been doing since you arrived?
Well, we have gone round the course, we watched the practice, and then we've been down round the paddock talking to some of the riders and trying to encourage them to come along to the Grand Prix, especially the sidecar crews.
Have you sampled any of the nightlife?
Well, a wee bit, yes. We were down around the prom last night, and there's always a bit of free entertainment there, and it's always good fun.
What was happening there?
Oh, the usual. A few streakers here and there, and a few of the guys in the motorcycles, but I think that's what it's all about, and obviously the people enjoyed, because there were, well, I don't know why there was thousands, but there was hundreds of people there last night, and it all was very good heart. There was no fighting or any hooligans about. It was all very enjoyable.
Do you get a chance to meet many new people when you come over to TT?
Oh, yes, you always meet some, or some people when they're at the Northwest with organising, you don't have a lot of time to talk to them. Where at the TT, you get a chance to say hello, and that's good.
What kinds of people have you met?
Oh, we've met all sorts of riders, some of the organisers from the TT. We've saw some German people where we're staying, and yeah, a general wide range of people.
Where are you staying at the moment?
We're staying out of Douglas in a motel out there, and it's very nice, very enjoyable.
And how did you, where did you come from? Did you come on the boat?
No, we flew over in a small private plane from Newton Ards to the airport here.
Can you tell me a bit about the differences between the Northwest races and TT?
Well, I suppose the main difference is condensed into 1 week. And the Northwest is held all on the Saturday, all the races in the one day, and we have group starts where the TT starts singly. So yeah, there's a fair bit of difference from that point of view.
Will you be taking home any souvenirs from the TT or memorabilia?
Yeah, the usual thing. Hopefully we'll be taking home some programmes and some badges and some posters and a few maybe jackets and one thing and another.
Could you tell me anything about how the TT is viewed in the motorcycle world?
Well, obviously, from a spectator's point of view, there's a lot of people comes to it, so it must be rated highly from that point of view. With regard to the standing, obviously, road racing is dangerous, but then that's what a lot of us like being involved in. There's still a lot of riders who come, okay, maybe not the top names, but perhaps maybe we're not doing enough to encourage top names to any of our road races, and hopefully we can improve on that in the near future.
So what do you think the future for the TT is going to be?
Well, I think as long as the riders keep coming, and spectators definitely seem to keep coming, then it should go. Obviously, I myself would like to see some kind of a championship, and we've been trying to get that going, although the TT people so far haven't got involved. But perhaps that would be a way to go, where we could get all our resources put together and try and make road racing bigger and better, bring it up to what it used to be, hopefully.
Will you be back to the TT?
Oh yeah, I'm sure I will. That's if they let me come back. I'm sure we'll be back again, yeah.
Thanks very much.
Jill Harper from Warrington in Cheshire.
Is this your first TT?
No, this is the sixth time we've been.
Yeah.
In a row?
Yeah. Yes.
Are you a biker?
Yes, we are.
Mm-hmm. Have you got your bike with you?
Yes.
What kind of bike do you have?
It's a Yamaha Virago.
How long have you been biking?
How long have you been biking? Forever? A long time.
Are you part of a club or did you come privately, independently?
No, independently.
And where are you staying?
We stay in Dalby.
How are you finding it?
Brilliant as always.
Do you get a chance to meet many new people when you come over for TT?
I think you do round the track, but because you spend so much time out, you don't sort of make friends really, do you? Just acquaintances? Yeah.
So have you had much chance to go around the course?
Oh yes. Plenty of chance to go around the course.
And are you taking part in the race?
No. No.
So what kinds of things have you been doing since you arrived?
Apart from biking, we spend time out, all sorts, fishing, have barbecues, sightseeing generally, really.
You had a chance to go out at night yet?
Only to the pub.
Helen, June the 2nd, 1995, recording TT. A bridge.
David Turner from Douglas in the Isle of Man.
So obviously you've experienced the TT before. What do you think of it?
Oh, I think it's great. I think it's the best fortnight of the year for the island.
How does the island change during TT fortnight?
Well, I think basically the motorcyclists have the island to themselves, and I think the islanders consider them to be such of importance to the island. It's just great to have them all here.
Do you notice changes to shops and pubs and places like that?
Oh yes, there's a lot more activity, and obviously everybody has to get cash in on the experience of the TT people being here, and we all get great benefit from it.
What are your earliest memories of the TT?
Oh, I think when I was a child, I lived in Ramsey, and I always used to watch the racing, you know, way back 40 years ago.
Do you have favourite vantage points from which to watch the race?
Well, I like the Quarter Bridge, and I like Signpost Corner, and up on the mountain as well.
Are you a biker yourself?
I'm not a biker, but I was involved last year with the New Zealand Kiwi team, and we helped support them coming over last year.
Do you contribute to the helicopter fund?
Well, I run a radio communications company. I supply a lot of the radios for the marshals and also for the safety, you know, if people like the doctors and things like that.
Have you ever been a marshal?
No, I haven't.
What changes have you seen over the years to the TT? You've been living here quite a long time. You must have seen more kind of long-term changes.
Most of the changes really are the machinery. They've got more powerful, better handling. Not being a biker myself, I'm not really too familiar with them, but I think it's with all sports, more and more people have become interested in it, and all the offshoots from motorcycling, all the razzmatazz that goes with it, you know, such as what's going on the promenade and things like that, it's become more of a festival rather than just the TT week itself.
Do you get a chance to go down to the prom during the evening, see what's going on?
Oh yes, I don't think many locals would like to miss going down the promenade and seeing the razzmatazz down there.
What's this razzmatazz?
Well, I think one of the most spectacular things is the activity at Bushy's Brewery, Bushy's Pub actually, on the corner by the Jubilee Clock. It's fascinating to see. You're running.
Yeah, sorry.
I think one of the most important things that needs some recognition that the TT can't go on forever without perhaps now a very major sponsor. That's one of the most important things I think the government or the tourist board should look to. And I think I would like to see less of the civil service involved. I think it needs real professional management from a major sponsor. All the safety aspects, of course, have got to be kept going. And with the bikes getting faster and faster, that's one of the most prime importance, you know, of the TT. You know, they've got to keep the safety aspects, but they're fast machines. It's a dangerous sport, and I think the island does everything it can to make it as safe as it possibly can.
So what do you think about the accidents that happened? Do you think more could be done?
I don't think we can do a lot more. I'm afraid it's a dangerous sport. All motoring is dangerous to a certain degree, but we would all like to see no accidents, but they do occur. And I think for the amount of people that invade the island, if that's the word to be used, it's inevitable there will be some accidents.
So do you think TT has a future without sponsorship?
I think it'll continue because there's nothing like it anywhere in the world, but I think the time has come to have a real rational look at the TT. Not to just keep it going, but to enhance it even further, and perhaps even have the Grand Prix seems to be picking up at the end of the year, and I think that's got a lot going for it as well. If we can pull in a major sponsor for June, I think it would enhance the September meeting as well, and we'd probably get more sponsorship there.
Do you think TT is still the highlight of the year?
Well, certainly for most of us it is. Some people, of course, would be quite happy to see it go, but the majority of the Isle of Man people are in support of it, and I think it's if we lost the TT, it would be a disaster.
What do you mean financially?
Well, financially it would be a disaster because the revenue created from the TT and the advertising we get from it has so many spin-offs that it's like a bit like the space program. Lots of the spin-offs, we don't really and truthfully know what they are, but they're evident everywhere.
Are you going to be collecting souvenirs and memorabilia yourself?
I usually do collect one or two things. My family are involved in selling to the motorcycle people, but we all contribute something to the TT, not only take from it.
Do you get a chance to meet many new people during TT? Do you find that the atmosphere is really social and friendly?
We meet a lot of people, and we see lots of people year after year. The most incredible thing about the amount of people that come here is the behaviour of the TT people. If one takes football, hooliganism and things like that, there's very, very little trouble indeed for the amount of people that are here. They're interested in biking, and that's what they're really interested in.
Thanks very much.
And met some motorcyclist over there, and when he came back, we decided to, in cooperation with Bill Smith Motors in Birmingham, I believe he is based, to try and get Yamaha to put up 10 brand new motorcycles, road bikes, standard bikes, and we managed to get 10 riders from New Zealand, young boys, to come to the Isle of Man. They'd never been here before, except one of them, Robert Holden, who's a very famous rider. And Yamaha agreed to crate from Japan 10 brand new bikes for these boys to ride. The bikes arrived on the island the week before practice week. They were parked in my premises, ITEL, the radio communication company I have, and they were locked up overnight. And a gentleman from the ACU made sure that the bikes could not be tampered with. They were as standard. The week practice week, the 10 boys run the bikes in, and they went around the Isle of Man TT course for the first time. They'd never been before except Robert Holden. The idea of it was to win a trophy called the Mods Trophy, which is a trophy that was last won 25 years ago. And this is a trophy that's, I'm not too familiar with all the detail of it, but this is a trophy that is awarded for excellence, technical excellence, rather than the rider's capabilities. The idea was for the 10 bikes to compete in the TT and complete the course. What actually happened was quite spectacular, because all the 10 riders finished in the TT, and the average speed for all of the 10 bikes was over 106 mile an hour. And because of what they did, they were awarded the Mods Trophy, which hadn't been won for 25 years. It was quite a fantastic week, and a couple of the riders have come back this year, but we missed them all this year, and they came all the way from New Zealand.
Would you want to do something like that again?
Oh, I'd love to do it. I was very disappointed, actually, because I personally spent about £6,000 last year helping, and a number of other people, the brewery, Robinson's, the fruit people, and some the Swift Bakery helped supply the boys with drink and food for the week. And we were disappointed that the, well, we're quite frankly, we're disappointed in the tourist board itself that they didn't cash in on this wonderful achievement that the boys made. But we hope to see them back again in the future.
So you think that the tourist board could be doing a bit more?
Well, I think it needs more entrepreneurial spirit and expertise. And whilst they do a tremendous job, they are civil servants. The government fund the TT to a very large extent. The major sponsorship is what's needed now to enhance the atmosphere of the TT, which will be very difficult to improve on. But we've got to try and extend the TT into probably another 2 weeks in the year, hopefully.
Could you tell me a bit about what the breweries do during TT and how what changes there? And the
well, they make a lot of money, that's for sure. But generally speaking, like everybody in business, they do put something back into the TT. Whilst everybody may think that they just are out to make money, naturally that's what they're in business for. But you've got to put something back into it. And I think, generally speaking, most of the people involved in the TT do.
Do you listen to TT Radio?
Well, I do listen to TT Radio because my son is a presenter on there. I originally worked on Radio Cataline when I was 19 years of age. In the studios, I wasn't a presenter. Didn't have the right type of voice for that. But for some reason, it's in the blood, and my son is Duan Turner, and he does Radio TT.
What about reading some of the newspapers and the programmes? Would you buy an official programme for TT?
Well, to be honest, I can get one free because with me having the radios at the grandstand, I can get a pass and I get the whole package. But I always buy a programme. I think it's £4.50 this year because I feel it helps support the TT. It's just one little thing I tend to do.
Do you think there's enough publicity for the people that come to the island for TT so that they know what's going on?
Well, I think most of the people in the motorcycle fraternity know what's going on. And there's so many things going on, things that none of us really think about. Different BSA chaps meet at one pub and fella set meet at another pub. And I think on the whole, you don't see very many of the bikers with too much to drink or anything like that. I mean, obviously it does occur, but the police and everybody, I think everybody has admiration for the behaviour when you consider the amount of people that's here.
Would you drive on the course on Mad Sunday?
I don't actually, but I would do. But I don't, I think it's their day. It's their day.
Could you tell me what Mad Sunday is?
Well, Mad Sunday, it's. I know it's a word that's been used for it. Mad Sunday is because it is a bit mad, but the bikers like to go around the course, stop at a vantage point, see the other bikes coming past, and it's just a wonderful day out, and they familiarise themselves with the course. I would imagine that most of them have been round it many times anyway, but it's just, I suppose it's like going to Lourdes, you know, it's something they've got to do.
Do the islanders go around the course on Mad Sunday as well?
Oh, I think quite a lot of them do, yes. I mean, obviously a lot of people avoid it, because with that amount of traffic on there, there is, I say once again, there's going to be an accident or two. The police and everybody else are very, very patient and generous over what goes on, but they do try and calm it a little bit.
Would you be happy to drive round generally during the TT fortnight?
Well, I do drive round. We've come over the mountain today in the opposite direction to the main traffic on our way to Jerby Airfield. And we're just a little bit more cautious than we normally are because there are a lot of foreigners over who quite naturally sometimes they happen to wander onto the wrong side of the road, not deliberately, but they just lose their memory for a moment or two.
Do you think you have to be a biker to enjoy TT?
No, I don't think so at all. I think it's an incredible atmosphere. There are people that just probably dislike it completely, but most people are just fascinated by the whole ambience of the whole thing.
Thanks very much.
North Yorkshire.
You come over for the TT?
Certainly have, yep, absolutely.
Your first time here?
Yeah, it's really good. Good atmosphere, good bikes, lots of people. It's excellent, good fun.
So why did you decide to come?
I'm a born-again biker. It's one of the things you do, really. I think it's a male thing, you know. You all get together and bond on bikes. I think this is, I think that's what it is. It's a male thing. I think women, yeah, it's male.
Who did you come over with?
My mate sitting next to you with his cigar. Thinking, why is this person doing this, probably.
Have you got your bike?
No, I haven't got my bike, surprisingly enough. No, as you may have heard, my bike got stolen a week before I was due to come here. Great sob story. Yeah, it's awful, I know. It was a Suzuki, brand new and red, and some bastard, basically, nicked it from outside my house 5 days before I was due to come here.
So what are you doing now?
I've had to hire a really sad, small bike. which I won't let anybody see, because it's so degrading. it's so degrading. And yeah, we had to hire a bike at last minute, because that's all they had left. They got all the big phallic bikes had gone. I was left with this small, not phallic bike.
So you've been around the course?
We have, yeah, but slowly. Slowly, on a... Yes, exactly, you see. Because people sit there, and they laugh, you see. So yeah, and as I can't not keep actually going at any decent speed, I have to put up with the ridicule, really, of laughter.
Will you be racing?
It's funny you should say that. I thought not this time. I thought, leave it till next year, I thought, you know, possibly.
So when did you arrive?
We arrived last Tuesday on a very early ferry. Disgustingly early, in fact.
So what things have you been...
Got to turn the mic off.
What have you been doing?
Drinking, getting very cold and tense. We thought we'd camp. And when you see photographs of the TT, it's always sunny, and so get here, and it's not. So we've been getting colder and colder. Well, actually, Jim has been moaning a lot about the cold. not me so bad. In fact, this morning it was got so bad that Jim actually went and sat for 2 hours to warm up, because he was so cold. He sat there and sweated. He did. Which I thought was...
I wouldn't have left, actually.
All day he'd have been there if I hadn't dragged him out. No, so that and drinking and just taking in the sights and eating a lot and drinking and just the sort of things you do at the TT. Well, you're supposed to do at the TT. It's been good. It's been good.
What have you done on a night?
Sat in Bushies, mainly, surprisingly enough.
What goes on at Bushies?
Lots of drinking, as if you don't know. No, lots of drinking. And then sad men like myself sit there and stare at women, basically.
In leather.
In leather, that's what you do. I'm being married, I behave myself, so I just sit there and be sad.
So you're not here on the pool?
Absolutely not. No, absolutely not. I think I'm probably, well, Jim and I are probably the only two males actually in the Isle of Man who actually aren't on the pool. I'm admitting to it, more to the point. I think some people don't admit to it, but are secretly. But no, I'm no. No.
We've got a sad bike.
Yeah, sad bike.
We just sit there
and I'm being sad, Billy. But hey, I'm happy being sad. I'm happy being sad, it's all right.
Are you staying for the whole thing?
No, this is the next sad thing. This is a three-way sad tale. We have to go back and work, unfortunately, on Tuesday, so we have to go back Sunday evening. She's sad again. Yeah. Is that all right?
This is really good.
Okay, fine.
So, when did you first hear of the TT?
That's a good question. When did I first feel it? A long time ago, actually, but... Not having had a bike for years and years and years, because I had one when I was a student, that got pinched too. I have a history of having bikes pinched. So it's pathetic, yeah. So I gave up for a while and stuck to cars, but that's really very, very boring. And so when I had earning money, I went out and bought a bike, much to my wife's disgust. Though actually she has been on the back of it. She said initially she would never come on the back of a bike, but she's actually now, yeah, slowly but surely she's getting there. So, which is pity actually, because then it was stolen, so there's nothing for her to sit on, which is even sadder, really, don't you think? I'm just sad.
Really. Second bike.
Yeah, that's my second bike that's pinched. I got another one as well. I had a black one, that got pinched too. That was a Honda VFR, and that got pinched in February, and then I had one pinched in May. So that's good. Two bikes in 4 months I've had pinched. It's a very good one, yeah. No, I'm not, no.
Taking any souvenirs home?
Jim's bought a t-shirt. which isn't sad. I bought that. Which somebody told me this becomes collectible in about 10 years' time, but I think they were lying to me. So, no, just, for fuck's sake, just lots of headaches, really.
Neil's bought one of them.
Huh? Who has?
Neil.
Oh, you're lumping me with Neil? I've seen Neil. I've seen his black shirt. Do not lump me with Neil. Thank you very much.
So, how come you've ended up at the Sulby Glen today?
Well, we were riding round the course, as you do, and basically, we haven't eaten since about 8:30, and we're already starving. So we thought, this looks nice. It's near the course. We won't be interviewed at all, we thought, so there's no chance of anybody coming with a camera crew and interviewing me. So I'll nip in here, but damn spotted again. What can you do? Just disastrous. People with microphones.
Thank you very much.
And traditionally, it was the fans would go around the course and they would literally just go mad and do their own thing. The only thing is that of latter years the police started by to make it a bit safer. The first thing they did to make it safe was to actually make the roads one way over the mountain, and now there's a major sort of police presence on the course, trying to slow people down, you know, make them stick to speed limits and to drive safely. And one of the sort of things is they're trying to do all sorts of other activities on the Sunday to try and entice people away from the course on the Sunday. And there is actually an official run down Mad Sunday and try to, you know, get rid of it. And I would say to an extent they've actually done that, because it is nothing like what it used to be.
I'm from Halifax in West Yorkshire.
Is this your first TT?
No, this is my... I can't remember how many TTs I've been to, because I started coming in 1950.
So are you a biker yourself?
Yes, I'm still riding a motorcycle.
Had a chance to get onto the course yet?
Yes, I've been riding on the course every day.
I suppose being coming... so often, you've noticed quite a few changes to the TT fortnight over the years.
Ooh, a great many changes, yes, in the road itself, in the riders themselves, in the behaviour of the riders and the behaviour of the spectators.
So what's changed?
Well, yes, that is one of the changes, is the cost. But seeing as the cost is only the cost of coming to the Isle of Man and the boarding house in the Isle of Man, or whatever you want to camp in the Isle of Man, the racing is free. Well, most of us appreciate the fact that we don't have to pay to watch the racing. We only have to pay if we go in the grandstands.
Have you noticed much change in the festival side of the TT over the years?
Well, I have noticed it, yes. In some respects, it's improved from the festival side, but the exhibition side, from the point of view of manufacturers putting exhibitions on of motorcycles, hasn't improved, you know. Possibly because the British motorcycle manufacturers are no longer in contention in the Isle of Man races, except for Norton's, for the last few years.
So when you first started coming here, did the motorcyclists...
to compete in the TT, but you know, we love coming to the Isle of Man just to watch the riders.
When did you arrive?
Well, it was Tuesday night. I left Heysham on the 14:30 boat, and I arrived on Tuesday night roughly about 6:30.
What kinds of things have you been doing since you came over?
Oh, drinking, spectating at the practice, going round seeing friends that live on the island, going round viewing the island itself in general, you know. I haven't been down in Douglas yet, except for when I came, I had a look round.
So what are you doing at Ginger Hall today? How come you've ended up here?
I'm camping on the Claddock, which is between Ginger Hall and Sulby. And I just called in the Ginger Hall to see some friends and have a convivial drink with them.
commercial.
Well, it's no more commercial than it ever was, except that because of the inflation in commerce generally, and the cost of everything, motorcycles, motorcycle gear, the cost of going lodgings or boarding houses, that it seems more. But in actual fact, when you look at it from the point of view that the money that you earn and the money that you come with, you finished up spending all the money that you came with previously and you still do now. So, I mean...
Are you going to be taking back any souvenirs?
Well, a possibility, but owing to the fact that I'm on a motorcycle, you can't carry a great deal of souvenirs, you know, just small items.
So who did you come along with this year?
I came on my own. Well, I have friends that I meet here, and I have friends that come over on the same boat with me, you know, but they live in Blackpool and I live in Halifax, and then I have friends here.
Do you find that you meet many new people when you come over for TT Fortnight?
Every year you meet new people.
How would you describe the general atmosphere on TT Fortnight?
Exhilarating, yeah, from a motorcyclist point of view, yes.
Will you be coming back next year too?
I'm hoping to, yes. But as you can realise, I'm not a young man. I'm nearly 70 now. So, that's it, isn't it? Yes.
Thanks very much.
Hi. Thomas Young, I'm from Stanley, County Durham.
John Ramsey, you know, from High Spen.
Sorry, it's on tier, lad.
Steve McCarthy from Greenside.
Robert Wood of Greenside.
So is this your first TT?
My first TT.
And how come you came along this year?
I've been wanting to come for like 10 years. I've always wanted to come. And I never had the opportunity to come. And it's like the first time I have.
So what things did you hear about the TT before you came that made you want to come?
Well, you're just a legend, isn't it? It's always from years and years and years. If you like bikes, you've always wanted to come. That's just basically why I wanted to come.
So you're a biker?
Yeah, still and still.
Where are you staying at the moment?
Stopping in Douglas.
No, not
my... Oh, what? Hotel. I thought you meant what hotel we're staying at. Not where we're actually staying.
So how are you finding your accommodation?
All right. Been in better places, been worse. For the money, it's better than camping. Obviously, it's rough, but, you know, it's all right.
Getting a chance to meet a lot of new people.
My first day, eh? I've met a few people. It's all right.
So this is your first day?
What? 2 o'clock this morning, first day. Got the ferry 2 o'clock this morning, and they had a walk on this morning, but half past seven, a few hours sleep, and then they're back here. So tonight, it'll be my first night.
So what are you going to do tonight?
Just crash out and find all the pubs and things, and basically just let your head down and have a good time.
Are you going around the course?
We've just been, but probably tomorrow, probably. Tomorrow.
So how come you've ended up at Ginger Hall?
Where's that here? Oh, here. Where you just go where it takes you. Just go, ask him, he's driving.
I come back this week because the road's closed up there. With an accident.
Are you part of motorcycling club? Just come independently? So you've been here more than once?
I've four or five times. It's my fourth or my fifth, I'm not sure.
Have you noticed any changes over the years since you've been coming to the TT?
Well, they've changed the bond, the smugglers. The boss changed.
Oh, it's crap now.
He has noticed it, he hasn't just been told.
It hasn't been yet.
The first year I think was 90. It's never changed since then. It's good, like.
Are you going to be taking part in all the events that are going on apart from just the racing?
What she means is, are you going to streak?
Right, okay. Oh, they're going to have a go around the sprint, mate. fancy gun at that thing.
What's the Ramsey sprint?
You live in the Isle of Man.
What about Mad Sunday?
Tell you Sunday. Yeah, I'm still here.
Who?
Not me. No, I hope you're married, man.
No. No. I'm married.
Are you?
To everybody else's wives.
But you haven't come with your wives. Do they not bike?
Yes. Do they not bike?
No.
You can't bike.
Does that mean they not ride? Does that mean they not ride bikes?
Yeah.
You haven't been anywhere yet, has
it? So get on.
Yeah, maybe we can get bikes. Why are you fighting them?
Are you here until the end of the TT now? How far in advance did you have to book?
March? Well, look at this. We've got cancellation for the ferry and the hotel, you know, so it wasn't so badly.
There was somebody saying that it was fully booked and it was what was that bloke we're talking about this morning?
Oh, that
looking for a room and it was going to cost him £60
a night.
Somewhere.
The last from the from our hotel, he says we were sleeping in sleeping bags on the grass along the front of Douglas. I've never seen that before. Like.
Yeah. There's more hotels now closing down because now it's busy on the back streets, so there's less hotels to book, so it make it worse.
Do you find it busier here this year than you have in previous years?
Not sure, we've been here, dear. It's been the same every year. Every time we come, it's about the same. Like. It's the first time I've been to the hotel. We used to go on camping, you know, but... I got three or four years it was red hot. And last year it was lashing it doing, that was it. So I was stuck in the van, because we brought a van, I went to ride the bikes in the van last year, you know.
Do you go to any other biking festivals during the year?
I've got an old Japanese bike, and I've got like bike breakers and spares days and that sort of thing.
How do you find it compares to TT? What are the differences?
Oh, totally different. Here, they just come for the racing. There you just go to get bits for your bike to keep on the road. It's totally different.
So how would you describe the general atmosphere in TT over the fortnight?
Brilliant accent. Very friendly. Everybody's just here to have a good time, basically.
The law
is a lot more, like, it's a lot more relaxed. The police seem a bit more relaxed, so it's alright.
Thank you.
The speed limit is spot on.
What do you mean?
Red Courtney and nobody complains.
Nottingham.
I'm Andy, I'm also from Nottingham.
Is this your first TT?
Yes.
What made you want to come to TT?
Motorbikes, beer,
more motorbikes. Atmosphere. To say with
motorbikes.
Been
So what had you heard about the TT before you came?
Motorbikes, beer, everything we've seen since we've been here, yeah.
Your bikers yourselves?
Yeah.
Got your bikes with you?
No. I've got his.
Why haven't you got yours?
I broke it.
When did you arrive?
Thursday.
How did you get here?
Ferry.
How was the crossing?
slow.
Windy.
Windy. Dull.
Uncomfortable.
Yeah.
And what have you been doing since you arrived?
Riding bikes, eating food, drinking wine.
What did you do yesterday, last night? Did you go out?
Yeah. The pub was closed, so we came back.
Yeah,
which pub was this?
It was, yeah.
About 10 to 12 at night.
We set up camp late.
Yeah. Had dinner, drank wine, sat around for a while,
yeah.
Wandered off down to
finished the bottle first.
You're on a campsite. Have you had much chance to meet any other people yet?
We've walked around.
I've wandered around, chatted to people.
Yeah, chatted up to bikes.
Yeah, chatted about bikes.
You've been into Douglas yet?
We arrived at Douglas.
Yes, I have been to Douglas. I went to Bushy's on Wednesday and it was really good. What do you think of the general atmosphere here since you've been here?
The campsite's nice.
It's quiet. I prefer the quiet end. I mean, we could have stayed near Douglas, but I prefer the quiet end anyway. So.
Why is that?
Speak for yourself.
I'm being 85 now, I like to slow things down a little. I mean, if you're here, you can do what you want. If you're really quiet, if you want to be noisy and raucous.
We both like a space to sort of relax.
Have you been to any other biking festivals?
You mean here?
Or generally?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Where have you been?
Rallies, other rallies. Shows several times. Yeah.
Yes. No.
Yes. You haven't been.
Rock and Blues now. I did the Rock and Blues.
So how come you haven't made it to TT before?
Expense. Hassle. You've got a pre-book. I'm here because a ticket came up recently. I don't know. 6 weeks ago, I wasn't coming. So.
When did you book?
Originally.
Do you find it quite expensive?
It's not the way we've done it.
Yeah. we all threw our bikes on the back. There's five of us. We all put our bikes on the back of a pickup. Got a ferry ticket for a pickup. Drove across the pickup and five foot passengers. So it worked out a lot cheaper.
Half to two thirds of the normal price. Mm. Yeah.
So are you part of a motorcycling group or just come independently?
Yeah.
I think we've been riding bikes too long now to get actually involved in any clubs or groups.
Nah, I used to be in a club. Some groups. But I've gone independent.
Did you?
Yeah.
Club, we're not married or anything.
Direct,
news to me.
Oh, oh yeah, I forgot about that.
So what do you think about the accidents and the bad press about the TT?
Lots of bad riding. Lots blood goes to the heads.
Lots of people who think they're better than they actually are.
And has come closer to a nasty one than I have.
What happened?
A guy on the wrong side of the road, going round a corner, pretending to be Randy Mamola, and nearly hit me head on.
Randy Mamola doesn't have people coming the other way.
True.
We were warned, fully expected it, so you just got to keep part of your brain ready for it.
Yeah, it's a little annoying. Mm. At that particular moment, I would like to have had a chat with him and inform him how very silly it was. He's a very naughty man.
Maybe slap his wrist.
No, I wouldn't go that far.
Would you like to see any changes to the TT?
Yeah, I'd like to have it in Nottingham. Every day.
Yeah.
do it there.